In the next segment of our show, we'll hear from Sridhar Ganta from the DRPI Aware Project. Tell me a little bit about the latest happenings with the DRPI Aware Project.
In Hyderabad, in India.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, DRPI Aware Project is doing a marvelous job in Hyderabad, especially providing employment opportunity for persons with disabilities. So we, from 2015, I joined this project. From 2015 to till date, we placed 186 candidates we placed in different industries in Hyderabad. So coming to their disability, we placed some persons with hearing impaired, and persons with physically disabled, and some other persons with visually impaired, and one intellectual disability person.
So, what are some of the challenges in getting a person with a disability meaningful employment?
Challenges, yes. We do have some challenges, like when talking to about the persons with hearing impaired, then we have a problem of communication where we need to communicate in a sign language to the candidate where I can get complete information about the candidate. Then the same I need to convey to the employer, and this is the thing, these are the challenges we face. So to avoid that, what I did is I have undergone the sign, I've learned the sign language of Indian sign language. So now I can communicate in a sign language to the job seeker, and as well as the, I'll interpret the same to the employer. And in the time of interviewing, and then after joining, after selecting and joining also, then I'll follow 1 or 2 weeks to the with the job seeker. That means the employee with the disability and the employer. So to avoid the problems in the initial stage. So that is one thing. And coming to the person with physically disabled, we have a most challenging part is the transport. As you know, as you are aware, the Hyderabad is a huge traffic area in the city. So to avoid that, sometimes we provide a cab facility for them to reach the interview place, or as I take them from a pickup point in my car to the interview place. So once the interview done, then I'll check the check with the employer where the problem is arising in terms of transport or accessibility of the at the job place. Then I'll request to the employer to change as per the candidate's requirement camp.
So, to look at the converse side of things, in your time with DRPI Aware, what have been some of the greatest successes you've seen?
So, great success, you're telling?
Yes.
Yeah. So, great success. We, in Hyderabad, with the DRPI project, so we placed a good number of candidates, provided a good number of candidates for the employment opportunity. So before that, there are even, this is the feedback which I heard from the job seekers. Initially, before the DRPI project, they were struggling to get the employment opportunity. So we came at a time, and then we acted like a bridge between the skilled job seeker and to the employer requirement. Then we filled the gap, and we coordinated the interview parts have been coordinated the requirement, and we helped the candidates to reach the requirements and the interviews done. So this all happened once the candidates meet to the DRPI project. So once he enrolled in our tracker, Then we cracked many requirements from the employers, and then we pulled out the skilled job seekers from our database, which we took from different NGOs and different DPO sectors. Then we organized well, and we promoted the same skills to the employers. That's the success of our DRPA project camp.
So what are the next steps for the project, about the ongoing work? Yeah.
Absolutely. So now we are going to expand this DRPA project to different industries, and as of now we are only specific industries like manufacturing and retail, this kind of thing. Now we are going to tie up with the government organizations and then some of the industries. And we are tied up with other ITS colleges who are exclusively giving training for people with hearing impact. So we are going to tie up with all those things. Already we have tied up with the Deaf Enabled Foundation, some kind of local organizations in Hyderabad. So now the DRPA project is having MOU with other organizations. That is our plan, and we are going to organize in a big way to provide more number of job seekers to provide employment opportunities for them. Thank you so much, Kamala.
Yeah. So you mentioned the formation of a council.
Yeah, employer council. So what we are doing is, we chose employers, the best inclusive employer. In fact, we have provided, as you are aware, that we have provided a best inclusive employer to some of the employers. So, and we have nominated and we have created a employer council. This employer council committee is leading by all the employers who got the best inclusive employer award through DRPAY. So this employer council committee is going to set an example and a role model to all the other employers in the Hyderabad.
Like to thank you for taking the time out to do this, but if you can stay on the line for a sec, that'd be great.